My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Crossover time brought to you by Atco Pest Control.
Mics are all on.
I don't know
what you heard about me.
Yeah, oh, nice. Willard, hip hop knowledge, second to none.
I got Willard with a haircut today.
Second to some.
It's second to many.
Yeah.
Haircut?
Everybody, you know what's funny?
No, that's a haircut.
Here's what's funny. Is the haircut was actually days ago, but I wear hats often that nobody, just noticing today.
But you can't get a haircut and hide it.
Well,
I hate hats because I feel like that's my best attribute. But anyway,
I will wear a hat 8 days a week. And
the Beatles.
You know, there was a meeting today.
It's a four.
So, and plus I woke up with a headache.
Okay.
Sometimes if I wake up with a headache, I don't like putting a hat on.
No aspirin or no? You just let it ride out.
Oh, gosh, yeah. No, I'm already like two doses in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, dibs you in trouble.
You know what happened this week? I'm convinced. Morning show residue.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Morning show residue.
If I may, on behalf of Dante Whitner, S-O-F-T.
No, S-A-W-F-T is how I spell it.
Yeah.
But no,
it's pretty soft.
Sir naps a lot.
I pounded
through the morning show, and I made the most of it because I was like, if we're going to be home at 10:30, we're golfing, we're going to the beach, I got on the ferry with my kids, we're going back into the city,
we're going to New Hampshire, we're going to Iowa, we're going to Michigan.
We made the most of every hour.
And then I got to the weekend,
and I had the nerve. To ask myself every afternoon after a full night's sleep, God, what? I just can't get myself going today. What is the problem? And it finally dawned on me 3 headaches ago.
Mm.
I'm like, oh,
the switchback.
I think I'm paying for it now.
So you, myself, and Dante, out of the 6 hosts, love the switch the most in regard. He was like, I can sleep.
No.
You did your thing.
I loved it.
I am number one on the list of who loved it the most.
Oh, yes.
Without a doubt, dude. Without a doubt. I loved it more than anyone.
You don't listen to me,
because that's what it is.
You're my guy.
I feel like your spouse. Daryl, you don't listen to me.
Or your co-host. Yeah. But anyway. I'm sorry. What'd you say? I loved it, but in doses.
Okay.
We're not doing that every week.
I loved it, and I wanted another 15 years of it. Give me more of it.
The best part of it, DFC, how did I miss that?
There are 7 best parts. And the first best part is you walk into this building, and no one's here. Because when I walk in here at 12:15, 12:30, every workstation is taken, and it's I can't come in here and like run takes.
Wow, man.
There's nowhere to show prep other than the kitchen.
3 days a week, that is. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, you're right. The other thing is, look, doesn't come in until halfway through the show. And the other thing is,
at 9:58,
I race my partner to the elevator.
No crossover.
And you know, I missed that. That's the one bad part. Yeah, I missed you guys, gentlemen. I like getting home. You know, you get home and you get time with the baby, or you get to golf, or you get to nap, or all of the above, and your day opens up. Yeah. Afternoons are great, and I love my partner, and I love my show, and I'm blessed to do what I do, but you wake up, and it's just a question of, like, what can I squeeze in before I have to go to work?
Wow.
And you guys have a little bit of the, like, you can do a little bit of early morning, and you can do a little bit of late afternoon. You've got some tweener time, Steiny. You got some tweener. This time of year.
I mean, it was a difference. It was a difference. I tried to play golf on Wednesday. It just wasn't, what do the kids say? It didn't hit the same.
Yeah, right. You text me on the course. I was like, oh, boy.
Well, it's funny.
I was nervous because we didn't have a lot that day, and I'm down in Palo Alto thinking, if I run into traffic, I got trouble.
And I will play that round probably next week, the Dawn Patrol with the fellas. And, you know, you get off the course at 10:45 and immediately you're like, man, I'm a little tired and I have an hour drive and now we have to grind on some content.
Can I acknowledge what many of the people listening to us are thinking right now? And I just want to apologize right now for the entire room as we sit here and break down which 4 hours
to come in here and talk about sports.
Okay. I mean, good.
That is the sporting life.
Some FedEx driver is like, bleep all four of you and your stupid 4 hour jobs where you yell at each other and go home. I just want to acknowledge the rest of you. I'm sorry for that conversation.
Well, why would you perpetuate that myth? That we only work 4 hours a day.
No, it's awful. It's not a myth, but we don't.
It's a perpetuation sensation. That's what that was.
We don't work eight. We don't work eight, and some would argue
this job's 24/7.
Thank you, Daryl.
And it really is.
And it's also zero.
Mm.
Do you love it?
Love it.
Then you don't work.
Everything Dib said
then
was from my manual.
Then you don't work.
I'm telling you right now.
Have you ever gotten hurt doing this job?
And mom said, if you find a job you love, you'll never have to work another day.
When the window almost fell on your head.
What if it would have hit me?
Go ahead and try to convince me watching the Giants last night wasn't work.
That is.
Try to convince me.
Exactly.
It's hard, man.
I won't.
Catch a fly ball.
Look,
young outfield.
You put Sale on Twitter, that hurt me.
I've arrived.
It's because he's an A's fan.
I saw that. I was like, my boy.
And I meant it.
You should have seen the private thread.
So if they move Snell, like Steiny was saying, why wouldn't you see what you could get? If I spend $200 million on an investment, I'm riding this bad boy out into the stand and say, Giants eliminated. The math is not there.
I was with you. I have been with you. Normally, I'd be with you. But for me, we've arrived.
Wow.
And the math is not with them. Like, just because something's possible does not mean, like, you as a team in baseball, you've got to convince your front office that you're good enough to warrant giving up future assets. And this team has absolutely screamed from the mountaintops, no, we're not. Why on earth, other than Farhan trying to save his own job, which none of us should be activated by that, other than that, what reason has this team given its own organization to go invest more into them here at the deadline? They're not good enough.
Wow.
They make little mistakes every single game they've scored. They came out of the All-Star break and we all said the same thing. It is desperation. It is go time.
2 weeks, you said.
The urgency is through the roof and they've scored 11 runs in four games.
Man.
3-3-3-2.
What a gym last night.
Lost.
And they have faced zero good pitchers during that
last
time.
Last night was the one.
Yesterday, I mean, they did face a young phenom.
His name was River?
River Ryan.
They got the first two runners on.
A former two-way prospect in the organization.
I mean, what are we doing?
And his brother's name is Ryder. Ryan.
If you're scrapping and you're
double R's.
If I were a manager, I would have been mad at Solaire. He said, we are struggling to get damn runs. We'll take first and second. Why are you trying to go? When we're four game, we got a four-game lead. That's when you can risk it. No, something's happened. We got two runners on. Sit your ass at second base and let's hope we can get something done. But to make the first out at third base, I'm like, that's snake bitten to me.
That's brutal.
And you can't do that.
It's a bad decision.
But it's a decision you can't make. He's not wrong. No, Bob Melvin, if you're going to hold on to a vendetta, rightfully so, against horrific umpiring for two nights in Colorado. But you're going to hold on to that and then take the lineup card out on Sunday to scream at them? I hope you're doing that in your clubhouse too.
Wow.
Because there are so many unacceptable mental errors happening on the field with the Giants right now.
I said, you got to be kidding me.
Like, you can't do this stuff.
First out at third base in the top of the first, a rookie pitch, you hit first start, you got two runners. Sit your ass in second, Dibs. Let's try to get some. And it just changed everything to me.
Yeah.
But catch a fly ball. That's embarrassing,
man.
Well,
and that unfortunately falls on the manager, and we all want to say that, you know, Farhan's in trouble, and he probably is in trouble. But if you look at the attention to detail of this team, that is pathetic. The attention to detail. A fly ball to left center that is not really threatening to go out. It's warning track, and you had two guys there. You take it, I take it, no one takes it, and that was the ball game.
I mean, that's going to happen with two young players.
Scotty, in high school, that's not acceptable.
Yeah,
Luis, see it all the time.
Luis Matos looks completely overmatched in all aspects of the game right now. And that's what's tough. I know everyone wants to see him play. I know everyone was mad when he got sent down. But the bottom line is, these are these things that butt heads with one another, which is you want to see young players play, and then at the same time, you're like, we've got a week and a half to play really well. Well, then you can't put people out there who aren't ready.
He has been fried mentally, I believe, by that, like, getting the player of the week, the last send down, Dibs. Plate, I'm like, he's just, it ain't even about his at bat. It's about what's upstairs, and I think that's where the strikeout's going
to
come.
Well, so
and
good luck happens to Hayden Birdsong on Saturday, then, who might be fried mentally, who has 12 strikeouts, and he is now going to be in San Jose for the week.
But he's coming back, I thought.
He is coming back.
They said go work on some stuff.
Right. Go ahead and work on sitting on a bench in San Jose instead of being at Chavez Ravine and watching Major League Baseball. Instead, now you're in single A watching the Modesto Nuts.
I'd rather him pitch than Hicks, who's going tonight.
Well, because they've got 8 games in 7 days, they need both. Right. They need both, and so that's fine.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But you've given up. Shasky's given up. You've given up. He don't even want his team to make the playoffs. Think about that.
You've given up, too.
You
gave up on the Pirates earlier this year.
I was hurt.
Well, you gave up on him.
But I'm back.
You said you were no longer a fan. Exactly. You declared your fan free agency.
Okay. Hey, I'm right here. No, go ahead. Give it to me.
No, you did.
But real ones, you can never divorce your team. I was down. They were down. Willard. And now things are looking good.
We're fans.
And schemes. I'm back.
Front no, runners. But we're
fan for Fanatic. Yeah. There's no shame.
That's fair.
We're fans.
No, there's some shame. There's some shame.
Yeah, of course there's shame. There's shame
in being a fan. And then you come back home.
You're allowed, you're allowed to throw remote control and then 2 weeks later be like, I love this team. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do it. And by the way,
he got me last night. I put a pirate thing. He goes, this is ridiculous.
If the Giants uncork a 7-game win streak the rest of the week, I'm going to be in here on Monday with a tutu on. That's a promise.
It can happen. What Steiny says is highly unlikely.
The hypocrisy strikes me a little bit.
But it can happen, though, Divs. And then what?
Sure.
That we're talking about new information.
Well, what does that mean, the hypocrisy?
Well, you've already said before, like, you can't switch teams. So if
you can't switch, that's different than switching opinions.
Well, it's not, to me, a lot different than giving up on your team and saying that I'm no longer a Pirates fan and then you're back on board. It's no different than maybe saying, I don't want to be a Giants fan anymore. Maybe it's the ownership. Maybe it's the failure of the front office. And maybe you want to be a fan of a new team. Why is that different than giving up on your team?
No, who said anything about giving up on being a fan? Who said that?
Well, Guru, there's a difference here.
I mean, as a fan, you can do anything.
You can't get married while you're going through a divorce.
I'm talking about this season.
The divorce has to be finalized.
Well, I mean.
So you know what I mean?
I'm talking about this season.
It's happened.
I mean, we've got the receipts. You went to the Warrior Parade 2 months after saying they were not a contender.
Exactly.
So
I was only there for my job.
I mean, we're allowed to be wrong. Good God, we're doing it.
And you're also allowed to leave your team and go be a fan of another team.
Yeah, you're also allowed an emotional reaction that is irrational.
Of course,
you're allowed that. Well, thank you, brother.
You're allowed that.
There's a difference.
Fan is short for fantastic.
There's a difference here. At no time did Willard say, I'm no longer a fan of the Giants.
You said,
I'm no longer a fan of the Pirates.
I was upset is what started.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I know you guys ain't get into it. Here I go. I'm running it. But the presser,
Brandon Ayuk.
I think he's going to get traded or he's not getting a new deal.
He's not getting traded.
He's not getting traded and he's not getting a new deal. That's what I heard today. I mean, again.
So tomorrow he'll be at practice fully, you think?
He has no choice. No. Like, I love that people are surprised that he reported today. What's his other option? If you want any snapshot of what we've been trying to tell you for weeks now about how much leverage the 49ers have in this situation, you just saw it. You just saw it. This guy spent 2 months on TikTok and podcasts.
He did.
And then showed up. Because he has absolutely no choice. He stands to win nothing by sitting out this month. Nothing.
But if you...
What does he gain?
He'll lose service time, but if he really feels like they did him wrong, oh boy, I better be careful here. He could stay at home on the couch. Yeah, to hurt himself, cost him some chicken, but his point on Lynch and Kyle, you guys did me wrong, that would be hammered home, but he also would be hurting himself at the same time.
I mean, devastating himself.
Not only financially this year, potentially crushing his tens of millions of dollars for the future.
That's the big one for me. Even if he wants to hold in and then, oh, my hammy, my neck and my back, if he wants to go that route and, you know, he's here and he still makes his 14.1 and maybe he has a year where, man, my toenail, I can't play this week and my pinky, my neck and my back, and he plays, you know, 7 games and gets 31 catches and 400 yards and 3 touchdowns, well, then what's his market next year?
Yeah.
As he becomes a free agent. So the only thing he can do is what TJ Houshmandzadeh said to us, Brandon Ayuk's personal coach. He said, oh, BA's going to show up. And he has this great high-pitched stuff.
I can hear him now.
I like him.
And the way TJ talks, everything ends with that, like a certain high pitch. It's
so
awesome. And, you know, BA's going to show up, and he's going to ball out, and he's going to make them understand just how much he's worth. Yeah. And that's the only thing you can do.
And the frustration may well build because, I mean, that's what I... Well,
we mirrored it to Klay Thompson where he took that on the court. There are different stages, but...
There's a reason wide receivers often, and they get labeled as divas. There's a reason a lot of them get loud and boisterous on the sideline, and it is because of nature of the position they play, which is that they're very important, and they would like to be seen and heard and all of those things, but they need the offense to be slanted toward them to do that. They can't control it themselves.
Yeah.
They can't be Kobe Bryant and just be like, give me the ball, get out of the way. Someone's got to throw it to them. So what happens this year if Ayuk is like, fine, I'm going to play on this option and watch what I do now? And Kyle's like, actually, we're putting Pearsall in on this
play. No doubt, man.
Like, because we need to build
him up. That's not inviting to anyone, though. But like, that could very well be how it goes down.
Understand exactly what just happened here. The 49ers drafted his replacement. It's a friend of his, and they stick him in the same room together.
Now, see, real quick here, I always thought it could be Debo. I always thought Debo was going to be on the outskirts.
Might be.
And Ayuk was going to get paid, and then they'd make that decision next offseason. But, man, if he goes in here on this fifth year, which it looks like, then it very well may be him.
And did you see the receivers doc on Netflix?
I was so offended by Devontae Adams. I know he's a baller.
You shut it down.
Yeah, but no, I watched it all.
Oh, you watched the whole thing?
Speaking to Willard, there was a Monday night game, and St. Brown was balling for Detroit against the Raiders, and you could tell my man was getting frustrated because Jimmy couldn't get him the ball, but he was like, I want to do that, because he knew it was two top receivers, but he said some things in the doc Devontae did to where, I don't think I could play with him, and then coming off the field after a loss, Aaron Rodgers, I love you. You know, making a show of it, if I were his teammate, that would be a turnoff.
Yeah, but the doc, I think, hit Mark a certain way, and then the more I've looked at the doc and thought about it more, I'm kind of on Team Willard about, like, the Niners' affinity, their love for Debo and what he brings, and Debo as the identity of the Niners and the boombox and everything that Mark was talking about yesterday, it started to really resonate with me about who they really want to keep. And Debo is, he's cut from that cloth.
But has the league figured out the usage, the way that they use Debo? You look at the Super Bowl, he was taken out. The Baltimore game, Willard, he was taken out. And I'm worried to see, I just want to see the adjustment to the adjustment. Debo, when you look at, like, they're ready, good defenses are ready for that.
I don't know, man.
You got to beat me through the air vertically, not that stuff. It works. But I think they've caught up.
5 weeks before the end of the season, we were all ready to go for what was the game of the year. And that was in Philadelphia. And Debo Samuel took the entire city and whacked it over the head.
That was the best game.
And that was not that, you know what I mean? Like, so I would caution against going game by game, and I get it, because this Niner season last year was so epic until the end, until it wasn't.
They lost the three he didn't play, or the 2.5.
Correct. But you get to the end, and I think we build narratives based on what happened against Kansas City. And that's a very small sample and one situation. I would guess what the 49ers are doing here is not picking Brandon over Debo or picking Debo over Brandon. It's picking, let's wait and see which one we want to pick. We got another, you do it this way, you get another season
of
information.
Who loses in that scenario, though? Brandon, because he's risking a lot more.
Maybe.
Lynch saying, what did he say, Steiner? You got it down. What was Lynch's quote about the fifth year?
The fifth-year option is something we all sign up for.
Exactly. Yep.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's the deal.
And don't feel so bad for Brandon. He will make more this year than he's made in his first 4 years combined. So he's fine. And you know what? If he goes out and goes for 1,500 yards and Debo misses six games, well, now who are you signing if you're the Niners? Mm. You know what I mean? And you still have the franchise tag. Sitting there.
Right.
I mean, they're not going to use it twice. I doubt they'd use it once, but they could. They could. So,
But then you're paying two wide receivers more than $50 million if you keep Debo.
For 1 year.
Right.
Before Brock's extension kicks in.
True, but that's not really, I don't think that's the way that they want to go about their business.
I agree
especially
with you.
When you look at Mooney Ward and all the other contracts. We talked about it yesterday. Trent's going to make about 34 next year, and Kittle's making 20-something, and a lot of those numbers start to balloon up next year.
Boy, interesting.
It's Super Bowl or bust.
TJ confirmed, by the way.
At
We'll do it in 1 hour.
I love it. Okay. TJ Houshmandzadeh.
What do you think he'll say?
He'll say all of it. He is very, very forthcoming.
He's the best.
And he, again, for those who don't know TJ's connection to Brandon, that is Brandon Ayuk's personal coach. I remember, like, and he works with him before the draft.
I feel like Brandon's joining draft. You guys. How about that? He don't bite his tongue.
They talk a lot.
Yep.
They talk a lot.
Does you think Brandon pays him anything to be his personal coach?
He did. I don't know if he still is.
Anybody out there need a personal coach? I could be a great personal coach.
Mm-hmm. You guys missed
for what? What do you
life.
Coach? Oh, life coach.
Life. Yeah. A life coach.
I never trust people who say that that's what they do. I'm a life coach. Like, what the hell do you have figured
out? Let me tell you about this
I got it all locked
up. Kind of like when a doctor walks in and he's 360 pounds.
Yeah,
it's like,
you
what
can't
are you
do
telling
that.
Me what yeah. to do with my body?
Great do as point. I say, not as right I do. Yeah.
Great point.
He had the greatest tease all show about. He had a shout out to this one person. And all show, I was captivated. He didn't know it. Like, who's it going to be? And it was one LeBron James.
He shouted out LeBron James?
Real quick, Stoddy, just tell yeah. he. Wow, what? That was heavy.
Are you his life coach?
What's happened to you?
It felt like it.
He single-handedly prevented the United States from two humiliating losses. He hasn't missed a shot in the fourth quarter.
Those are exhibition games.
Well, but that's that's the point. I mean, he's playing harder than everybody else. So I'm just taking my hat off to him.
Good teams win, great teams cover, and they were laying 43 against South Sudan. Braun.
They should have lost that one.
Dude.
Dibs.
Steiny.
Dibs.
Steiny, talk to me.
I like the player.
I like the pick. It's so good.
And he's getting hated. What's he doing leading the Olympics? Curry should have got that nod.
No, it should have been Sha'Carri Richardson.
Yeah.
It should have been Sydney.
Ledecky.
It could have been Sydney McLaughlin, who's going to be the runaway gold medal winner in the hurdles.
So what do you think went into the decision, shout out LeBron, to give it to Braun?
Well, he's a global icon, but normally, if you look at the history of flag bearers for the United States, it's normally, killed. And I went into this with our producer, the director of sports, quote unquote, air quotes. Yes, you get air quotes. And I'm gonna save the blast for Friday with what happened today because I'm still mad about it. But normally, the flag bearer is somebody who's a little bit more inspirational. This was a classic front runner move,
wow.
And I don't like it.
I gotta believe that LeBron thought to himself, I wonder how I could become the flag bearer, and started
this is
sniffing around.
Sniffing around,
and asking questions.
Yeah.
And
really?
Then going up to Peter Ueberroth or something and saying, I know you're still not the U.S. Olympic guy, but who would I speak to? Peter Ueberroth. I tell you, I saw him at an airport once.
No? You speak to him?
Yeah, it was
he
really.
Can't still be the director
was,
of the U.S.
No,
Olympic
I don't
team.
Think
that's
so.
Going back
to the It was really awkward.
Years.
Not the director
yes,
of sports.
It was just awkward.
Actually, for the
It was awkward.
That's so good. Yeah,
no, 3 o'clock.
All right, gents.
Yeah, TJ. TJ.
I feel like we were at an all right, gents moment at 2:11.
Well, actually, we're negotiating right now.
Yeah.
He's at 3:15. We're at 3.
Okay.
We're going to see if we can meet in the middle. I've got the franchise tag if I need it. But I think TJ will join us in approximately an hour.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
He's so good.
He's very
good.
So we'll see you Thursday.
And
one
place
tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I may see you tomorrow. I'm going to go down.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm going to go down.
All right.
But just on my own accord. So, you know, if you
show off that haircut.
No, I'm going to be wearing a hat tomorrow.
No
that's
doubt.
Sun, that's sun beating down out there.
Wide brim hat.
Yeah. Don't
Have
forget.
Fun tomorrow.
We're on 95.7, the game.
Be my life coach. Stani?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.